A regional district of North Okanagan, RDNO, dog control bylaw amendment opens the door for unclaimed stray dogs to be transferred to animal welfare organizations other than the BCSPCA. It's a change that is designed to make for a faster process in transferring dogs from the RDNO pound and getting them ready for adoption. Ahead of the RDNO's Board of Directors meeting on Wednesday, staff said when the regional district impounds a stray dog and it's not reclaimed by its owner within 72 hours, the dog is transferred to the BCSPCA. But the BCSPCA, which no longer has a location in Vernon, is at times unable to take the dogs. The BCSPCA has been the primary organization for the care, adoption, or transfer of impounded dogs. However, there are occasions when the BCSPCA is at capacity and cannot accommodate additional dogs, a staff report reads. This has extended the hold period of these dogs in our care and created the need to explore alternative options for surrendering or transferring these dogs. The RDNO board voted unanimously to update the dog control bylaw to seek alternative organizations that can take dogs in and offer them a chance for adoption, including the Okanagan Humane Society and other local nonprofit animal welfare organizations. Staff note the BCSPCA played a significant role in animal control by providing a facility for impounding and adopting stray dogs in the North Okanagan until 2024. However, the Vernon BCSPCA shut down about a year and a half ago, making it harder for the SPCA to accommodate many North Okanagan dogs. Alex Arav, with RDNO Dog Control, told the Morning Star the BCSPCA still has a Vernon-based coordinator even after the closure of its local facility, and that coordinator transports dogs as needed to SPCA facilities in Kelowna or the Shuswap. They want to diversify it a little bit just to move things along faster, Arav said of the bylaw amendment. It will get dogs moving a lot faster out of the pound. Under the bylaw amendment, the SPCA will still take in North Okanagan dogs, but when it is unable to, the RDNO will be authorized to transfer dogs to other organizations. This update will provide RDNO with greater flexibility in managing the surrendered and impounded dog population and ensure that every effort is made to find suitable homes for dogs, thereby reducing the duration a dog is in the RDNO's care, the report states. Staff note the change may increase the cost of transporting and transferring dogs to other organizations, and these additional costs will be reviewed as part of the ongoing budget process.